This is the parallax for Thursday, May 7th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. About his past ties to Jeffrey Epstein, the secretary testified Wednesday that he met Epstein only 3 times and said he couldn't recall why he and his family had lunch on Epstein's private island. But House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer told reporters before the deposition that Lutnick wasn't 100% truthful about those connections. How different outlets framed this tells you something. The Guardian focused on Democrats' sharp criticism, reporting they called Lutnick dishonest and called for his resignation. Fox News led with Lutnick's claim that he met Epstein just 3 times and noted he declined to answer certain questions. And Newsmax zeroed in on Comer's specific, wasn't 100% truthful comment to reporters. The through line across coverage. Significant credibility questions about the nation's top commerce official. Turning to election integrity, a federal judge ruled Wednesday that the Department of Justice can keep thousands of 2020 election ballots and related materials seized by FBI agents from a Fulton County, Georgia warehouse in January. U.S. District Judge J.P. Boulay, a Trump appointee, rejected Fulton County's request to return the original ballots. County lawyers had argued the seizure itself was unlawful. The coverage split along predictable lines. The Guardian reported the ruling allows the federal government to keep the materials and noted Fulton County's heavily Democratic character. The Washington Examiner reported the same facts, but noted that Judge Boulay is a Trump appointee. Newsmax framed it as a victory for President Donald Trump's administration. Same ruling, different contexts. A reminder that source perspective shapes how voters understand judicial decisions. In related news, the Trump White House is pressing state lawmakers across the South to redraw congressional district maps. Tennessee Republicans released new maps Wednesday that would eliminate the state's last Democratic congressional seat by splitting up Memphis. South Carolina faces similar pressure. Axios reported that Trump's redistricting push has put Republican holdouts on notice, while the Washington Examiner noted Trump is riding high after a Supreme Court victory and primary wins. The Daily Wire reported the Tennessee maps would wipe out the last Democratic congressional seat. The story. The Trump administration is using its political momentum to reshape the House map before November. Now to the world. On day 69 of the U.S.-Iran war, Tehran is reviewing a one-page peace proposal delivered through Pakistani mediators. Trump has publicly warned that bombing would resume at a much higher level and intensity if Iran refuses the terms. The U.S. military also fired on an Iranian-flagged oil tanker, disabling its rudder. Here's where source perspective matters most. Axios reported the White House is waiting for Iran's response within 24 to 48 hours, quoting a U.S. official. We are not far, but there is no deal yet. The BBC reported Pakistan is endeavoring to convert this ceasefire into a permanent end to this war, emphasizing the mediation angle. The Guardian reported the tanker attack in detail, quoting Trump's social media warning of epic fury bombing. And Bloomberg reported that oil prices fell below $100 a barrel as traders awaited Iran's response. The picture emerging. Genuine negotiation happening, but with military pressure applied in real time. A cruise ship carrying 150 passengers is en route to the Canary Islands after a deadly hantavirus outbreak linked to South America. At least 3 people have died. 3 others were medically evacuated. About 40 passengers left during a stop at St. Helena, including the wife of a Dutch victim. Argentina is investigating a connection to the Andes strain of hantavirus, one of the deadliest known. NPR reported that passengers departed during the stop at St. Helena. The BBC reported a British man is among the evacuees sent to the Netherlands, and the New York Post quoted a Canary Islands official saying the ship's arrival is bringing back flashbacks of the COVID-19 pandemic. Different outlets, same underlying concern, a disease outbreak on the move. In the Middle East, Israel conducted airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs Wednesday, the first strikes on the Lebanese capital since mid-April, targeting what the military described as a senior Hezbollah commander. That's the parallax for Thursday,